Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
It's scary to me how our culture got so wrapped up into SMART goals, you know, specific and measurable and attainable or realistic and time-bound, you know, just very awesome left-brain goal-thinking stuff, you know. But I think the problem is we have this culture now where we're dominated by these very realistic goals, and we're dominated by spreadsheets and checklists and all these great left brain things that maybe are supposed to help us accomplish things, and yet we have an entire culture now are setting too small of goals. You know, where are the moonshot dreams and ideas? You know, where's the putting the person on the moon dreams? Where's the build a big business and empire that takes over the world dreams? Where's the things that says, I want to serve millions of people dreams? Those aren't realistic. It was not a SMART goal for Columbus to sail across the ocean. It was not a SMART goal for Martin Luther King to say, let's march on Washington. It was not a SMART goal for us to say, hey, let's put a man into orbit, or let's put a man and a woman into a container, a tube metal container, and fly them across the sky. These were not SMART goals. There was nothing at all attainable or realistic or even necessarily timely about those types of things. They were impossible dreams. And we have to fire those up in our lives again if we're ever to experience the zest. There is no sexiness and joy in being, I'm a smart goal person. Like, come on. Yes, we have to, at some point, bring a goal down to earth and measure it out and think through it. But that's where people automatically go. They're scared to think about a goal that's measurable, not just in terms of, can I get it done? Measurable in terms of their life destiny, their mission. They're scared to think at that level that is ambitious and full of fire and dreams and hopes. So I'm here to tell you, set some dumb goals, okay? Let me tell you about a dumb goal. A dumb goal, the D, let's make this up, okay? The D stands for dream driven. Let's start there. Let's start way up here. What would be the ideal, the perfect, the magical thing that's even beyond maybe even your immediate comprehension? To think way outside the box, to think about something that fire you up and really feel like if I attained that, that would be my dream. Because you know what? SMART goals for most people, that's not a dream. That's just like, check, did that, moved on, awesome. No, we want you to move like to a whole other level, a new stratosphere of yourself, of your work, of your contributions, of the service you give to the world. What would be so amazing? You know, Bill Gates doesn't say, well, I'd like to just, you know, accomplish it. He says, we're gonna eradicate malaria. We're gonna eradicate these types of diseases. They're gonna be gone. Now that is just not realistic. But as soon as you set something huge like that, you have to start thinking, well, how would we put that together? Same way they did with saying, hey, let's go to the moon. We had no idea how to do that. We didn't have the technology, the tools, the materials. We had to invent things to be able to travel through time and space to get to the moon. I mean, it was unbelievable. So you start with the dream, the how will come later. It is the what, it is the why that fires the human soul much more than necessarily the how. We'll get to the how, but the dumb goal, that's gonna start with your dream. If you don't like the word dream, then implant destiny. What would you feel like at the end of your life, achieving these sets of big things would make your life meaningful and alive and feel like you was like, that was something, that was magic, man. Because if you have none of those, all the goals, what are they? They're all distractions. Lots of people set lots of smart goals and they become distractions, alleyways of accomplishment in their life that never led to the boulevard of their dreams. They are distractions, they are detours. Yeah, they're accomplishing a lot, but you know, a lot of people, you know, they have a lot of busy work in their life, but there's a difference between busy work and knocking off goals and checklists, doing lots of busy work, achieving the things. But sometimes your busy work is not your life's work. A mission, a dream, a desire, something big and beautiful and bold. Let's get back to that. Dumb goals, start with that. Dream-driven or destiny-driven. I think that you, let's just put something in there. Let's call it uplifting. You know, a lot of people, as they're setting a goal, even if they have a big goal, the wording and the labels they use for their goals, they're not sexy. It's like someone wakes up and says, I'd like to lose some weight today. It's like, come what, lose weight? That is not uplifting, right? It's not. It's deficit driven. It's the attention of the negative. It's like, I need to lose this thing. No, how about we gain something? How about we have a goal that it's attractive to us again? See, if your goal is a checklist, it is not sexy and you're not gonna do it. It has to be something that's compelling and important to you. An uplifting goal is something like, I am going to feel so fit and vibrant that literally my skin and my aura is gonna shine to people. I'm gonna make myself so beautiful in who I feel that I am and how I portray myself to the world that I'm just gonna attract people. I mean, they're gonna be blown away. I am going to be a sexy person is a whole lot more than I'd like to lose 5 pounds. It's like, come on, what is uplifting? What will fire you up? Word it, phrase it. Put it in a way that's so positive and compelling to you that you can't wait. When you look at that goal, you're like, man, here we go. Because it's attractive to you, it's fun to you, it's important and meaningful to you, and it's aligned with that dream, you'll get there. You're much more likely to take action on it than just a simple little thing that you have not connected to the dream. Make it uplifting, make it a positive, label it and word it in a way that's focused not on loss, but on gain. Not on how hard it's gonna be, but on how good you'll become because you do it. Not on, oh my gosh, if I do it, it might not turn out well, but rather visualize and see what happens when it does turn out. That's a different way of thinking about all of this. So we've got the destiny-driven stuff. We've got being uplifting. And then M, I love to call it method-friendly. Set a method-friendly goal. What does that mean? I want you to think about, if you're gonna start on a path to something, how can you set up something that is friendly to creating a practice around it? A method, if you will, right? Sort of a map, a way, I just like to use the word practices often. What practices can we create around this goal that makes it happen easier, right? If it's to become incredibly fit, okay, great. Becoming incredibly fit, that's uplifting, I like it. Because I want to feel vibrant and passionate and full alive. I want to know I lived my life. That's the dream? Great. You want to be fully alive and vibrant? Great. Well, to get there, then we need to create a set of practices or a method that allows us to live in that goal consistently. That means all of a sudden, maybe your method is simple as, you know, 3 times a week, you're going to be going to yoga. And 3 times a week, you're gonna do a 40 minute HIIT training, you know, high intensity based type of training, a weightlifting, a kettlebell, a cardio blast type of thing. You're gonna do something very intense. That's method, there's great method you can put all around that, right? You wanna change the way that you eat? Great, add a new method to how you're cooking. Add a new way of going about things, a set of practices that you repeat over and over and over again. That's what the method is. You do it over and over and over again. Let me give you a comparative example. People who want to become suddenly very skilled at not only defending themselves, but be in total control of their body and their psyche. So they're studying martial arts, right? Well, in martial arts, everyone wants to become very highly skilled at martial arts. So what do? Well, they have this method or the set of practices that they do over and over and over again. They call it their form, right? Their forms. They're gonna practice the set of movements over and over and over again, every day or every time they practice martial arts, that makes it automatic. It just comes up, it makes it more easy. They discipline themselves to do a set of practices, a method, forms, that helps them accomplish their dream, their desire, that uplifting power, not only to be in control of self and situations to protect ourselves, but also to master our physical body and our mind. That's what they're doing. To have that big goal and that dream, they implant a method around it that they do over and over and over again that allows them to now achieve that thing. And the last piece of this model of dumb goals is it has to be behavior driven. And what I like to say is behavior driven in a way that there's triggers set up to make you do this, right? So what you do is say, okay, I'm gonna eat healthier so I can feel vibrant and powerful in my body again. Great. So the behavior driven things that you can do there, not only the big method, but the behavior trigger driven things that you can do is say, okay, every time I drop the kids off, I'm gonna immediately go to the grocery store and I'm only gonna shop the produce aisle where there's vegetables and green things that are alive and not packaged. And then I'll go home. Or you say, okay, every time I pull in my garage, I'm gonna think these 5 things to myself before I go in to see my spouse because I wanna be amazing and present and loving and caring and vibrant with them, right? So you set that up, you pull into the garage, turn off the engine, close your eyes, think about incredibly positive ways to interact with your loved one, then walk into the house. That's a behavior-driven trigger to help you accomplish that goal or dream, right? Just every time you do something that happens. For me, every time I wait in a line. So if I'm waiting in line, you know, at a grocery store, if I'm waiting in line at a store, if I'm waiting in line in traffic, anytime I'm waiting in line, that's my cue, that's my trigger to think, what level am I right now in terms of my presence and what am I focused on right now? So what kind of physical vitality do I feel? And could I up that up? And what am I focusing on right now? I ask myself that over and over and over again. Every single situation that I'm waiting in line triggers in my mind, what am I focusing on? How do I feel? And to generate it and to create better thoughts, to create better feelings in my body, it's just a trigger. So you set yourself up all these little triggers. You pull in the driveway, you do this. You see somebody you meet somebody for the first time, you think this or you do this. You go into a business deal, you're gonna think this and do this. Whatever it is, you're gonna walk in that conference room, you go into your creative mode. Whatever it is, it's a trigger for you, right? Some people, they walk through their doors at work and their mind immediately goes into a specific place. That trigger helps you accomplish that goal over a long time. It's a behavioral driven trigger. You have to set those up all over to accomplish those dreams. I hope that helps you just think a different way here. It's not that we don't have to have our little checklists or our little goals, but you know what? If that's the focus, we'll never be dreamers. We'll never be bold. We'll never be builders and innovators and entrepreneurs, people who change the course of the world, because instead we'll be focused on doing the status quo, the simple things, the straightforward things, the goals that are realistic. I don't want you to be realistic anymore. I want you to advance with reckless abandon towards your dreams by just being dumb. You know, setting up those very simple, dream-driven, uplifting, method-friendly, I mean, behavior-trigger-driven goals that fire you up and get you out of bed every single day. Because when you do that, that's when you know, you feel, and you live the charged life.
Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.